Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to a Weird News Roundup presented by the Something Offbeat podcast. We dive into strange tales reported by Odyssey's radio newsrooms each week. I'm your host, Lauren Berry. Have you heard of the Senior Assassin game? And no, it's not a video game. It's a sometimes dangerous real-life trend that pops up every year around graduation time. And we'll learn about it in this episode. We'll also take a look at the new website for UFO and UAP sightings established by the government. It looks like something straight out of the X-Files. Then we'll hear about new research that claims that working long hours could put you at risk for obesity. Is a four-day work week the answer, or is a Bible-inspired diet the answer? We'll learn all about both options in this roundup. Mike Rogers of Odyssey Station KRLD 1080 in Dallas has our first story for today. He's the host of the Other Side of the News segment on KRLD and the host of our in-depth interview episodes here on the Something Offbeat podcast. He's also the host of the Mid-Morning Mic Check on KRLD, and that's where he shared this story with Mic Check co-host Austin York.
Hey, a Massachusetts teenager playing the viral game Senior Assassin.
This just needs to go away.
This is where high school seniors, they run around town using water guns to take out assigned targets. It's like an elimination game.
I guess maybe it'd be fun. I don't know.
With cash prizes as well. I mean, it sounds like a lot of fun until it's not.
No, yeah, until the cops get called.
Because the guns many times look, they aren't out there with the big bright orange super soakers.
No.
Now, they got guns that look like the real deal, and so that led to a major police response after frantic 911 callers mistook this kid's water gun in Massachusetts for the real...
Senior Assassin's origins are mysterious, according to Parents.com. That outlet said that the game started getting widespread attention in the 2010s with mentions on shows like iCarly and Gossip Girl. Here's a report from Odyssey station KYW News Radio in Philadelphia last year about the game.
It's called Senior Assassin. It's a popular game played by high school seniors where water guns are used to eliminate opponents in public spaces and neighborhoods. KYW's John McDevitt tells us that a South Jersey Police Department is reminding participants to keep things safe.
The Washington Township Police Department says there are safety concerns with the multi-day Senior Assassin game, especially when individuals trespass, carry toy guns that resemble real weapons, or act suspiciously. The game is not endorsed by schools or law enforcement. Players are being reminded not to trespass, only use bright colored water toys, and follow all laws, including traffic rules. The rules by game organizers specify that Senior Assassin cannot be played on school property or at school activities or meetings. Participants are safe from being squirted at work, and that includes food delivery jobs. Police urge community members to call 911 if they witness suspicious activity.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Mom, I got arrested. Yeah, okay, but did you get it?
Did you get the guy? That's the most important thing. Look, I know the guys, I've seen some of these guns because they try to hide as the guy and ambush somebody. That's part of the game. And so you put, like, camouflage on it, and you make it blend in and look unrecognizable.
And, you know, and a lot of times, in attempting to take out their target, they'll do even stupider things than, you know, waving a gun around. Remember last year, there was a high school student from Arlington playing the game. Died after falling from the back of a moving Jeep.
Yeah, he was trying to hold onto the Jeep, kind of like, and get out of there, because somebody was about to spray him.
Hit his head on the pavement.
And the woman didn't know she was driving too fast, and he fell off the back of the Jeep. And
God.
And she was only, I think, there was a teen driver, if I can remember correctly. She was not charged.
I know TikTok has something to do with this somehow.
Oh, absolutely. They are all behind all of it.
Taylor Dietz of Odyssey Station WWJ News Radio in Detroit talked to Rochester Police Lieutenant Keith Harper last year about the trend.
In one regard to safety, I've been seeing a lot of parents talk about their students or students in general playing this game while they're driving. What do you have to say about that?
So there are laws about vehicles and projectiles from vehicles. Obviously, it's not safe if you're the driver. If you're trying to shoot squirt guns at other vehicles, that's not a safe operation. There's things that you can get pulled over, cited, or even, you know, in more trouble as far as accidents. It's not recommended.
I did wonder what you're telling maybe people without students or maybe people with younger students. Do you encourage them to report crimes or just anything suspicious, even if it might be something like this going on?
Well, yeah, we always want people to err on the side of caution as far as reporting crimes. If they don't know what it is, absolutely call the police. If it's something that, you know, is person or a student playing water wars and they're breaking some type of law or doing something that's dangerous or going to get someone else hurt, absolutely call the police as well.
Participation in Senior Assassin and water wars aren't encouraged by local governments. But something new that our federal government is encouraging is the research of unidentified flying objects, also known as UFOs, and unidentified aerial phenomena, known as UAPs. President Donald Trump recently announced the release of information about these sightings. It's something that he's mentioned in the past. And there's now a new website up that looks like something out of a science fiction movie. It seems like a dream come true for any UFO fan. But what is it really like to go through these files? The Dave Glover Show team out of Odyssey Station KMOX in St. Louis shared some of their initial reactions this week.
Have you guys seen any of the UFOs yet? The UFO files?
Saw the star-shaped one guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I went to the website and then I got bored.
Me too!
I'm going to let other people find the highlights.
This sounds like a somebody else kind of deal.
That's a lot of homework, dude. Dave's going to feel like he's back at WashU Law, like finding case precedent over there dealing it. No, thank you.
I saw these little PDFs and I'm like, oh.
No. Somebody else can do that.
Well, I'm supposed to click on these? I don't have all day.
Isn't it so funny? Like, we finally get what we want and we're like, I'm not reading all this.
Mm-hmm. Been talking about it for 25 years.
You better include every single file you have.
Here's disclosure. And I swear to God, I bet I did the same thing you guys did. I opened it up and I'm like, well, I'm not doing this.
That's a lot of, that's what I did. I was like, I'm going to really go through, this is what I'm going to do for like, you know, my own knowledge. And so I can inform on the show. I'm going to go through the Epstein files. I'm really going to like, what, there is millions of documents in those files.
Yeah, that's the hard part, right? I mean, the people that are just literally doing this for their job, right? The authors, the UFO community, I mean, like, this is what they do. They'll sort through it and we'll see the good stuff. We're already starting to see it. I forgot I saw the pictures from Apollo 12, too.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the kinds of things I take way more seriously. Not that I don't trust the infrared, you know, or the black and whites, you know, the scope pictures that they're using. But they could literally, how hard could that be to make up? But I think I take a little bit more seriously when it's NASA, when it's a fighter pilot who's seeing things, and like, because they're in the air a lot, they've practiced this, they know what things are. The astronauts are scientists, they know science.
Yeah,
they're
Rich,
like, what's
they,
that thing?
They released photos from the surface of the moon.
Yeah.
Of, like, you know, the triangle craft you see with the lights. Like, there's one of those is right there, so.
Ooh, chilling on the moon.
Yeah.
How interesting.
And then they released some of the, what's it called? The transcripts of the astronauts talking about there are bogeys out here.
Oh, that's cool.
We're seeing bogeys.
Yeah, they're seeing things that, like, take off. One of the, who was it describing it? Like, he was talking about how there are these lights, and then they just shoot off into space, like away from where we are.
Yeah.
Pretty neat.
I also, I'm going to be a total hater. The UFO website, am I the only one who thought it was a little corny?
Oh, I didn't check on it. Is it cheese?
It's kind of cheesy.
Is it the government website?
Yeah, it's like war.gov/UFO. Yeah. And it's just very it looks like they designed it for the X-Files
Or something.
Trailer.
Yeah, it does. It looks like one of like if you were going to go to like the disclosure day thing, you know, like that preview, it kind of looks like that kind of website.
It's a little silly.
It's a bit much. And look, I don't know why I just have a very deep distrust of the release of this information.
Yeah. Like, well, I tend to think that the UFO stuff is like the JFK stuff, and we're never really going to get it.
Unless there's no choice. Like, aliens show up on the White House lawn. Yeah. You know, like, that's what I'm saying. I don't believe, if there was a cover up, I don't believe it's just no longer covered.
Yeah.
I don't believe that for a second. And also, you know, how do we know this is what you have?
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, bro, because we know you're not giving us all the Epstein files, even though Congress passed a law saying you have to.
Mm-hmm.
So why am I going to trust you on this, that this is everything, that this is the real stuff and not, I don't want to say made for TV, but certainly the stuff that is, you have an explanation for maybe, but you're not really willing to share it.
We love UFO and alien stories, anything about space here at Something Offbeat. So we'd be lying if we said we weren't pretty excited about the files being released. We'll probably dive deeper into them on future episodes, so stay tuned for that. Thank you so much for listening to this Weird News Roundup presented by the Something Offbeat podcast. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to the Mid-Morning Mic Check out of KRLD 1080 in Dallas, KYW News Radio in Philadelphia, WWJ News Radio in Detroit, the Dana and Parks Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City, and the Adam and Jordana Show out of WCCO News Talk in the Twin Cities. You can find these programs, including the Something Offbeat podcast, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.